Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Well, thank you, Sam. Yes, you're welcome. Thank you for coming for the service. Albert, Teddy, yes, Andrew, every one of you, thank you so much. Let's give them another big hand clap. Glory be to God. When the service started, other than the worship team, the rest of us this side were like four. Okay? Why don't you guys know how to keep time? Okay, you might miss the rapture. Okay? When you know you're not keeping what? Keeping time. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, the reason why we want to decorate this place on next Sunday, it is not our idea. Alright? It is God's idea. Eh? Okay? You read the dreams. Eh? Okay? It is God's idea, and all we are doing is to obey. Hallelujah. If we just did the worship service alone and we just come here and sing without the decoration, God would be like, you disobeyed me. Hallelujah. That aspect was so clear in both dreams. It was what? Repeated in both dreams. Meaning that God wanted it. Glory be to God. Okay? So we have to do it. Amen? Yes. I don't know how much the decor costs. I don't know. Glory be to God. Yes, you're welcome. Yes, my niece. You're my niece or cousin? Niece. Yeah. Men don't know those words, niece, why, nephew. Yeah. You know, I got a way of knowing what a nephew is. Okay, because niece, nephew, you see? You see, in school I used to do some very good bits of cram work. Alright? And this is what I do at times with what? Some things. Eh? Now, nephew, I was like, how should I remember that nephew refers to a male? Okay? So I looked at that word, nephew, the letters, and there's a P there, eh? Alright? And if you twisted the P, okay? It would be like a B, eh? Brother, you know, eh? And that's how. So these days I don't have any problems with that word, what? Nephew. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? And she's here with, my nephew, eh? Hey. Who has never been here? Glory be to God. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, they are kids to my dad's, our second born. All right. Yeah. She got married in, I think I was in senior five, eh? Senior six, your mother. At home we call her Rose, okay? But her kids know her as Grace. All right? Okay, Rose, the key. I think even the husband, your father, what does he call your mother? Rose or Grace? Eh? Honey. Okay, that's a classic, huh? So you look forward to being called honey. Because you're like, yeah? You see, that's how, well, good problems start. All right. Now this girl grows up thinking that wives are supposed to be called honey. And they are. All right. Anyway, then she marries a guy like who? Okay. Like pastor. Aye. You know, eh? Then now fireworks start over a thing that God is like, but please, eh? Okay, what is your name? Rose. So why are you making a big deal over not being called honey? Okay, you see there now, being a family man, they involve the pastor, come and reconcile us, eh? For you know, they are back to the parents to come and what? Intervene and, who? The parents, especially the fathers, they'll come and say, okay, so what's up? Okay, then the father will hear because we are here, honey, the man will be right now. Is this worth me being called over? No? Just a name issue, a name and what? And some other word. Glory be to God. Let's give a big hand clap to Robin. This lady is called Robin. Okay? She's learning how to do this thing. And she has done a good job. Amen? If there's something that went wrong, it is no man. Not Robin. Glory be to God. Good to see all of you. It's good to see Bob and Anne and all of you. Hallelujah. Okay, Sarah, Maureen. Glory be to God. So it's good to see you. Hallelujah. Yes. Last week we talked about God's desire that we draw near unto Him. All right? That we boldly go to the throne of grace. All right? That we basically relate with Him. Because since the fall of man, that has been God's intent. Okay? To get us back to the perfect state we're in before the fall. And to the perfect relationship we had with Him in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. Everything that God has been doing since the fall and up to this time, all right, it is essentially those two things. To restore man to his original state and to bring back the Garden of Eden, okay, the Garden of Eden back to earth. And for Him to again dwell with us, dwell with man as it was in the Garden. Glory be to God. Okay? Rick Joyner said, if you want to understand what the Bible is all about, okay, and you guys, you should do it this week, okay, what I'm going to tell you, read the first three chapters of the Bible. Do you know the first three chapters of the Bible? They are what? Genesis, Exodus. Genesis, Exodus. I was intentionally what? Misleading, and she'll get in what? In trouble. So the first three chapters of the Bible are Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2, and Genesis chapter what? 3. Then you read the last three chapters of the Bible. And this is where now people don't want to look at me. Because they are like, what is the last chapter? Is it 23, 22? Okay? But it is what? 20 what? 22. Because you've looked at it. So you read 22, 21, and 20. Alright? Revelations 20, 21, and 22 are basically, okay, a restoration. Okay, like it is a finality, the final, whatever, of the restoration. Okay? And in there, you see the Garden of Eden back on earth. Okay, you remember? It is actually, in Revelation, it is called the New Jerusalem. That's why in Hebrews, okay, after we are saved and we've been washed by the blood, it says that you have not come to Mount Sinai, okay, but it says you have come to the heavenly Jerusalem. Okay, you've essentially entered back Eden because, okay, of the blood. Glory be to God. You get it? Okay? In those chapters, you're going to find the tree of life back there. Okay? You're going to find the river. Okay? That river. Okay? Everything is there back. And then you see, it says that, and now, God will what? Will dwell with man. He will tabernacle with these people forever and ever. And there will be no sin. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? Andrew, say amen. Okay? So, we're going to essentially talk about the same thing. Eh? Okay? God is a good teacher. Eh? And one of the hallmarks of a good teacher is repetition. Repetition leads to retention. Hallelujah. Never get bored of repetition. Hallelujah. If you read this Bible, okay, there are, man, you find the verse in Acts, then in Romans, Galatians, same stuff, just repetition. Okay, so that it can get into what? Our hearts. Glory be to God. Amen. So if you want to what? To learn how to call your husband honey. Okay, just what? Practice. Eh? Saying it. Eh? You know, eh? All of a sudden it will get into your heart and it will what? It will just flow. But anyway, glory be to God. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 to 8. Before Genesis 3, God had told the man that do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For in the day you eat of it, you shall do what? You shall die. So, the enemy came, the devil came and tempted, tempted honey. Alright. Tempted honey. And so, when honey saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Okay? And what happens next is in verse 24. In verse 24, this is God has come, and so it says that, so he, God, drove out the man, and he placed cherubim. The cherubim are winged angelic creatures, eh? Okay, which are of a certain rank, either the, like the second in rank. Eh? Okay, so God placed the cherubim, and by the cherubim, it is plural. Eh? Okay, that's plural. Very important for LAT. Okay, so he placed them at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which stand everywhere to guard the way to the tree of life. So man and honey weren't supposed to enter back into the garden because of sin. All right? Because of what? Of sin. Okay? Now, Exodus chapter 25, verse 8 and 9, it says, God tells Moses that let the people, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. You remember, he used to dwell with man in the Garden of Eden. So when the fall happened, okay, God's desire, God's intent since then was to find a way of dwelling with people once again. Okay? So this is why he tells Moses, he tells him, let the people make me a sanctuary. For what purpose? That I may dwell among them. Glory be to God. And then he adds, he says that according to all that I show you, to all that I show you where? In heaven. Okay? Because remember, Moses went up, and God showed him something, and he told him, according to all that I show you, that is the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings, just so you shall make it. Alright? So that means that Moses saw a sanctuary in heaven. Glory be to God. Moses saw a temple in heaven. There is a temple in heaven. Okay? And God told Moses that make something on earth like that. For what purpose? That I may dwell with my people. Glory be to God. Okay? Do you have a picture of the sanctuary? Okay? Yes. The tabernacle. Moses. Yeah. So, what Moses did looked like that. Something like that. Eh? All right? So there was the entrance, and there was the outer court, then the holy place, then the most holy place, which is also called the Holy of Holies. Okay? In the Holy of Holies, that is where there was the Ark of the Covenant, which was basically a box in which the Ten Commandments were, and it was covered by a lid, all right? And that lid is called the mercy seat, all right? On top of that lid were two cherubim, all right? And the Bible says that God used to, you know, he was, you know, above the mercy seat, all right? Inside the Holy of Holies. So God used to dwell there, in a sense, all right? Now, but before you get there, there is a veil, a curtain. You know these things, okay? A curtain. And through that curtain, only one person was supposed to go, okay? Only one person was supposed to go through the curtain. And that only once a year, the high priest, all right? And we have a picture of how the curtain looked like, okay? Yes. So this is the curtain, but after it has been ripped apart. All right. So when you read Exodus chapter 26:31, God said, "You shall make a veil woven of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen. It shall be woven with an artistic design of cherubim." Okay? The curtain, okay? So those are the cherubim, okay? On the curtain. You see them, eh? Okay, so that was the curtain through which you get into the Holy of Holies, and it had cherubim. What was God trying to say? He was trying to show that this is like what it was, okay? In the garden, okay, after I threw out man. Man and who? And honey. Glory be to God. Okay? Men, you're going to practice today. Hallelujah. Does he call you honey? He does. Hallelujah. Don't stop. All right? You've been married for how many years? Yeah. So don't what? Don't what? Don't stop. Those who stopped, please resume. Glory be to God. So, you see, okay, when God threw out man from the garden, he placed a cherubim to guard the way. You don't enter back. Okay? And in the temple or tabernacle, the cherubim again are there. You can't get into the Holy of Holies. You see it, eh? Okay, so everything, but then when you learn such things, you get to know that the Bible is actually an easy book. Glory be to God. It is an easy book. The Old Testament is not difficult when you get to know the feasts. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you can't get them in your head, you know, try what? Cramming. All right? You invite the P, then you twist it a bit. It looks like what? Like a bee. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now you can see why I hated history and geography. It was like impossible to cram these things. Okay? And it was tight. Okay? So, the Holy of Holies. Alright? Now, Hebrews chapter 9. We're going to read what I've told you. Hebrews chapter 9, from verse 7 and 8, it says that into the second part, the Holy of Holies, the high priest went alone once a year, not without blood which he offered for himself and for the people's sins committed in ignorance. Okay? So the high priest was only taking blood for sins that were committed in ignorance. Okay? For things like adultery, okay? They weren't included here. Because the people who did it would already have been stoned. No, it's the truth. Okay, this is what God, what? The Torah, you know? The law said, adultery, what, fornicate, you know? Stoning. Okay, so this was for sins committed in ignorance. If you stole, okay, you're supposed to, you know, restitution. You understand, eh? And sometimes even more than what you stole. Okay, so when this day came, once a year, it was only dealing with sins which what? Which you committed in ignorance. For example, if calling your, if not calling your wife honey is a sin, okay, that would be in ignorance. I didn't know that not calling my wife honey is a sin. It was such a money. Okay, so there you'd be what? Covered. You understand? Eh? Blood would be what? Taken into the Holy of Holies for your sake. Eh? Okay? So, why was this? The Holy Spirit was indicating that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest. Okay? The way into the Holy of Holies was not yet made, there wasn't yet access. Okay? You know, this is so bad. Eh? Can you imagine before the fall, okay, you are in the garden. Okay? If by that time Adam and Honey had gotten kids, the kids would be in the garden experiencing the presence of the Lord. Okay? Then they are kicked out, and the time comes when only one person, okay, can go into God's presence, and that once a year. Okay? Alright? When you think about it, it is so sad. Eh? Only one person, and once a year, and things are for hiring. Okay? You don't go there and start by jazzing. You go there, you do the blood real quick. Eh? Okay? Meanwhile, the whole nation is waiting outside. Because they're like, if this guy dies, we're in trouble. The whole nation, we're in trouble. So if you take long, man, guys can faint. See, he has, what? Guillotine, the cherubim, the sword. Okay, you know, it is so sad. The girl would be there quickly, get out, You know, now this is why we appreciate the blood of Jesus. Okay, because the curtain was ripped into two when he died. Meaning that now, access. You can get in there anytime. Okay? And you hang in there for as long as you want. Glory be to God. Amen? Verse 11 says, Christ, okay, Jesus came as high priest of the good things to come with a greater and more perfect tabernacle. Okay? A tabernacle that is not made with hands, that is a tabernacle which is not of this creation. Okay? You remember? God told Moses, build me a sanctuary according to the pattern that I should. Moses saw a sanctuary in heaven. Okay? And we see it here. Okay? Jesus also, when he died, after he died, all right, he had to take blood to heaven. Okay? He had to take blood where? To heaven. To the heavenly sanctuary. The heavenly temple. Okay? He says that he entered in there not with the blood of goats and cows, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. Glory be to God. Verse 15. And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant before Jesus died, that those who are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance. All right. It says he is a mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant. Okay, before Jesus died. Okay, that those who are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance. So, before Jesus died, there are people who hadn't yet received eternal inheritance. Okay, but they had been promised. Okay? They had been what? Promised. But they hadn't yet what? Received it. Okay? But God is a faithful God. All right? So these people, like some of you know who are in the service on Sunday, they never went to heaven when they died. Okay? They never went to heaven when they died. When Joshua went to heaven, yeah? When Joshua did what? When Joshua died, he didn't go to heaven. When Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all those guys, when they died, King David, they didn't go to heaven. Okay? There's some of you are asking, is Solomon also in heaven? Okay? All I know is that, anyway, Adam, but did you know that Adam was forgiven? He repented, Okay? You remember? When he sinned and God came and asked him, what's up? And he had covered himself with fig leaves. The Lord came, and covered him with a skin of an animal. Meaning that blood was shed. An animal was shed. Okay? So Adam, is not in hell. The man did what? The man repented, God forgave him. He covered his sins. But even him, when he died, he didn't go to heaven. Okay, his sins were just covered, atoned for, but they hadn't yet been removed in a sense until Jesus shed his blood. Okay, for without the shedding of blood, there is no what? Remission of sins. And only the blood of Jesus can take away sins. The blood of goats and bulls and cows and lambs cannot take away sins. Okay? When they sacrificed animals, it was just to atone, to cover. All right? And in that sense, God considered it forgiveness, okay? But it's like you can't enter in there in my holy place in heaven until those sins are what? Cleansed, are wiped out. Glory be to God. Okay, so when these people died, they didn't receive eternal inheritance, but they had a promise. But when Jesus died, it says that the transgressions, were redeemed. They say, you see, the redemption or the transgressions under the first covenant. So, where did these people used to go? Okay, they used to go to a place that we saw and you've known for years, a place called Abraham's bosom. Father Abraham. Hallelujah. Father who? Abraham. What was the name of his honey? Okay. By the way, since, you want to be called honey, all right, you should also start practicing, saying Lord. Abraham's honey used to call him Lord. It's there in the Bible, in Peter. Glory be to God. Okay? If at your home you don't use English, mogira rugande wamwe. All right? Mwasomela na miliango. Te mogira zungu. Okay? You say mukama wangi. You understand? When he enters, there's a guy who told me that man, he's a Mnyankole, so he told me man. He has a friend who is a Muganda. So one time he went with him to his home, to the Muganda's home. Okay? The guy said, man, when I reached there, the moment what the guy sat, his Muganda wife came. in this day and age, these things are true in Kampala. Came. You know, Namu Jamwenga too. With socks. You know, meanwhile, in a Chiganda way, kneeling, what? Same Kamawanga, you know? Kurikayo. Man, you know, the guy said, man, I saw, I was seeing stars. Because we, Banyankole, don't kneel. Alright? We don't kneel. Okay? Alright? Even Budonians. Okay, the guy, man, was, I don't know whether he was mesmerized or anyway. You know? Okay? And so, honey, Lord. Glory be to God. Say amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. This man also married a Muganda. Go and tell her what you suppose. That is if you call her what? Honey. If you don't call her honey, just what? Shut up. All right? You don't what? Qualify. No, you qualify whether, you understand, whether you do the right thing or not, you still what? Qualify. So, these guys used to go to Abraham's what? Bosom. Luke chapter 16, from verse 19, it says, Jesus said there was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, you know, who was full of sores and was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died. Okay? The beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. This, I think, implies that when we die, when you die, okay? When you die, not you, all right? Okay, but those who died before you, all right? Angels came and did what? There's someone who told me, and it makes sense, that there is a lot of spiritual activity, okay, in hospitals. Hospitals. There's a lot of spiritual activity. You know, not like Mulago. Mulago is one of the most spiritual places. I'm telling you. Okay? So you see, there are angels there, what? Waiting to what? To receive. Alright? The good angels. Okay, waiting to receive their righteous. Now, at the same time, there are also evil angels waiting. In fact, for them, they're not only waiting, but they are also doing stuff to kill in hospitals. You understand? They are, you know, okay? I guess they can make a doctor delay somewhere. Okay? Now, don't start to think these things. You might get messed up. But hospitals, okay? At the same time, there are kids being born. Do you understand? And every child has an angel. Do you understand? So as a child is coming out, okay? And, you know, when you think about it, okay, hospitals could be, okay, after LAT, okay, the most spiritual places on the planet, okay, I think are hospitals, especially big hospitals, okay, because big hospitals, there are more kids being born, all right, and some are not being born, not just one angel, you understand, yeah? Okay, because some, depending on the destiny they have and the enemy who knows about it, all right, he would want to clear them immediately they are born or shortly thereafter. So now these angels, I believe, I don't have a scripture, but I think it's true, they come with more than one angel, okay, to guard. Glory be to God. Amen? You can't tell me that Jesus said it was just one angel. You understand? I mean, this is Jesus, God in the flesh. Okay. There were what? There was a host of angels who came and sang someplace. Eh? All right? Glory be to God. I was going to say something, but some of you might get annoyed with me for nothing. Okay? Should I say it? No. Yes, no. Maybe I should say one which is less, eh? Which have come to my mind. So now, it is up to you now to imagine how many angels you came with. You know. Glory be to God. So, what happened? The rich man also died and was buried. Verse 23, and being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he, the rich man, but the rich man didn't go into that place where there's fire because he was a rich man. Do you understand? That's not why he went there. Eh? Okay? He wasn't a good rich man. Okay? And Lazarus didn't go into a good place because he was broke. That's not why he went there. He was broke, but a good guy. Okay? In God's sight. Do you understand? Eh? Okay? So, what happened? So the rich man, you know, it says he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. For I am tormented in this what? In this flame. Okay? When I read this yesterday, I remembered. By the way, we went through this on what? Last week. The audio is there on the website. So today it is for what? For stories. And for what? For encouraging you to what? To learn how to call your wives honey. And what? And to call your husbands mkambawangi. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Esther. Bruce mkambawo. My Lord. Yeah? Lord Mayor. So, when I read this verse, yesterday I saw the word flame. I remembered in our, when I high school, especially in HSC when we became what? Somehow rowdy. Okay? We used to call, like, if there was a nice girl, a chick. Okay? Of course, so there was the word chick. Eh? Several words. Eh? But one of the words was a flame. You understand? Say, man, the cheek is a flame. You know, have you guys ever heard of that one? Or used it? It's still there, eh? Your generation, Albert? Praises generation, no. Yeah? They have another one. A flame. Glory be to God. Okay? One of the guys I sometimes love to what? Hang around with is Sam. Okay, because there's way in which he knows some of those stories that happened back then, you know. So he keeps, anyway, okay. There is recently, he told me that there was a girl in Budo. Because remember, Budo was mixed. I won't say her name, don't worry. There was a girl in Budo who was apparently very beautiful. Eh? And in Budo, okay. So they had a canteen and they used to sell stuff. Boiled cassava. What do you mean boiled cassava? Okay? and sodas and cakes. So he told me that there was a cake. Okay? A cake, you know, in the canteen. And man, it used to be called what? That girl's name. As in she was so beautiful and beautiful. Can you imagine a cake, man? And guys, what? Hey, they baptize it, what? Your name. Hallelujah. A type of cake. There were other cakes? Then there was a type of cake. Okay. You should have what? Called it a flame. Okay? So, Now, anyway, so we can just stop here, okay, with this. So there was a place, okay, and in that place there were two compartments. One, there was fire, okay, and the other part, okay, it was good, okay, but not very good, but good, okay. And that's where Abraham and all the righteous people used to go. They never used to go to heaven. Okay? And there was a gulf separating these two places. You couldn't cross from one part to another. Okay? And that story, and that is there, you know? All right? In fact, I can say this since today is Kabbalah. I don't have to keep to the script. So, Father Abraham, no, this rich man tells Abraham to send someone to warn his what? His brothers. Brothers it is. And to warn them, man, to stand up that they also what? They shouldn't come to this place. Okay? He says in verse 27, he said, I beg you therefore, Father, that you send him, okay, Lazarus, to my father's house, for I have 5 hopeless brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. 29 says, Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets, as in they have the Bible. Alright? And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he, Abraham, said, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rise from the dead. Do you know what that means then? Now, like for us, okay? One of the things it means, there are people who have decided not to believe anything. However, supernatural thing God does. Now, you see, if a guy comes from the dead and tells you, man, there's hell, you had better get saved. So we here think the whole world would get saved if a guy from the what? From hell who comes back and say, you guys, I'm going back. But what? I'm needed back. So you would think that would get the whole world saved. You think it would get Obama saved? Right? All right? But man, the guy was told, no. They won't. You're like, what? You say it's unbelievable, by the way. Okay? Like someone comes from heaven. Now, I realize that even these things like dreams, like God giving you a message in a dream, in a vision, you would think people would what? Believe. Because it is supernatural. You know it is not my fault. Yeah? You understand? It's not my fault. I was walking. Then I heard God telling me in my heart. Okay? But this is, you were sleeping and the way God designed the dream is such that there is no way you can say it is my head or it's a kind of dream. Do you understand? So now, there's this thing of, for example, this Elvis thing. Okay? That you would think if God gave all those guys dreams to live. Number one, some have gotten them and have refused to live. Okay? Now, there are others who haven't received. Okay? But according to God, he's like, no, Naboba Mani, Moses and the prophets, Bible, if they just see what's happening and, you know, reference it to the, you know, you compare it with the word, they know. So like, but God, watch the muye chiloto. There's some people, God is like, no, that one, even if I myself, Jesus, appeared and told them, they wouldn't believe. Okay? A guy coming from the dead, and, you know, and Abraham said, no, here we don't waste time. Tumanye, we know who will believe. You understand, I read this and I was shocked. Okay? And it happens in many areas of our own lives. You think someone gets, Jesus appears to him in a dream and tell you, think they would what? Believe and obey. Not necessarily. Some people, they were kids. You know, eh? Okay? But they have what? Backsliders versions. But I'm no, you know, eh? You know that kind of thing? The Gideon's thing, eh? Because backsliders are always what? Darking, eh? They don't want to be known that they are saved, what? Say what? So they're all, those small things. These days, guys, what? Your phones. Tuagala kukwata what? Bye-bye, umlokole what? That chick is fake, you know? So now you're also darking. Yeah? It is here, up. No one knows. Okay? So, this is amazing. Yeah? Some guys won't get saved. Okay? Hmm? Someone won't stop doing what they are doing, even when a clear dream comes. Okay? So, but God, you know, send that chick a dream. Send that guy a dream. Bam, be, help them. God is like, that one, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not here just to play with human beings. I'm sending like a dream, you know, eh? I'm not here to be played around with. Sometimes that's what we think God is like. No, why a dream, you know, eh? And God's like, no. Hmm? Okay, so the righteous, they never used to go to heaven. Alright? Why? Because the curtain with the cherubim was still there. Glory be to God. Okay? But when Jesus died, okay, and rose again, it says in Matthew chapter 27 from verse 50, that when Jesus yielded up his spirit, it says in verse 51, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. Okay? All those who were in Abraham's bosom. Okay? When Jesus died, shed his blood. Okay? They were raised. Now they can go to heaven. Okay? But even before they go to heaven, they have to first wait for Jesus to take the blood to the temple in heaven. Just like the high priest used to take blood to the temple on earth. Alright? So, it says that they rose, okay? And in verse 53 it says, and coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. They didn't immediately go to heaven. Jesus had to precede them, okay, with blood. He had to first go to heaven. That's why, like I said last week, all right, at a certain point after he rose again, okay, Mary Magdalene wanted to touch him, and Jesus said, don't touch me. Why? Because I've not yet ascended to my Father and to your Father. Okay? In a sense, I think it means he didn't want to be made unclean until what? He takes the blood to the temple. That was in the morning. Then in the evening, he allowed people to touch him because he had gone, taken blood there, and come back. Glory be to God. Amen? Glory be to God. Okay? Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 8, it says that when he, Jesus, ascended on high, okay, when he ascended, he led captivity captive. Okay? Who are the captives? The two causes captives. Those were the saints who were held captive, okay, beneath the earth in Abraham's bosom. All right? He says when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Then he says, now this, he ascended. What does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. All right? I was at my daughter's school on a certain day. last week, and they had a devotional. And someone from outside the school was teaching them stuff, okay? And that person says that these lower parts, you know, means that Jesus, you see, he went to the grave. He was buried, okay? And I tend to raise my man and say, no. Okay? Now, this is how people, like, interpret it. That's it. You see, he was, you know, he died, okay? Then he was buried. Then he rose again, you know? And they say so. Lower parts mean he was buried in the soil, in the ground. But this is not what it means, okay? His body remained, yes, in the tomb, but his spirit, descended to the lower parts of the earth, all right? And when he got there, he led captivity captive. He got them out, okay? That's why you see they resurrected, okay? But then they stayed around in Jerusalem until he takes blood, okay, into the Holy of Holies so that he can make a way for us or for them. Glory be to God. Now, for us, when we die, okay, when a Christian dies now, he doesn't go to Abraham's bosom, okay, in the earth, all right, because it is no longer there, all right? When a Christian dies, they go straight to heaven, okay, because the blood was taken there, straight to heaven. Glory be to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8 says, we are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. When you're absent from the body, you are present with the Lord. When you die, your spirit leaves the body, all right? Your spirit is absent from the body, and you immediately go to heaven. Glory be to God. All right? If you die from hospital, okay, there are angels waiting for you. I hope you don't get them when they are what? When they didn't know. They didn't see it coming. You just did some stupid thing. Okay, you're on phone, what? You know, they weren't made, they're not aware. But then they see you talking on phone, and they get on standby. They any time to mutwala, you know. Because Luke is doing a stupid thing. I think they get on standby. Hallelujah. But at the same time, I think there's another dark angel who is encouraging you to continue what? Talking. Continue talking, you know? Okay? Do you know what ingenua means? Ingenua. That place you like. The first time I went to that place. Now, these are stories. Years ago, I told some horrible, not very horrible, but some what? Stories to my wife, and she cut away from me. For things I did, what? In the past when she didn't know that I even existed. All right? So anyway, the first time I went, what? Ingenua was, I don't know whether it was Ingenua or Silk. I even don't know. Anyway, but one of those places. The first time was, last paper, Kantab. Senior 6, last paper, biology. Because now last paper. You know, it was a tradition that all roads what? Lead to those places. That was the first time, man, I didn't know. But I was like, I have to go. Because I couldn't go home to first get something to dress. So I remember I went to a friend of mine somewhere near home, okay, and got some shirt and what, and then I went, I even don't know how I could find. Anyway, I guess I went to the park. Then you ask, is it getting there? Why? In Australia, Then I got there, man. Find Ungo guys had already arrived. And those places, even when you have a fake shirt, there's one which it looks what? Now, like this white here. You go to those places, man, a chick can find you there, canoe. Wahagula, wa, this one. Is it from Paris? You know, everything looks what? So I went there, then, why, you know, I was just seeing stars, but of course I got involved also. Okay, please, these are things when you didn't know me, so what? Then at one time now I got tired because I went out. Now when I got out, okay, man, do you know who I found outside? My brother. I don't know if he remembers what that did. I found my brother, what? Man, we all looked at each other, eh? I thought the guy was a saint. He thought I was a saint. Now, okay? When I got saved, this way now somehow it's like a veil is removed. This way now you understand that man, Angenua, where you used to go and what? Those things, Okay? Man, dark angel, black angel, Angenua, you're there. The thing is there just what? Hoping that in fact you drop dead in there and it just carries you off to hell. When I think about these things, I'm grateful that man, I got born again. I was like, wait a minute, if I died in first year on campus, hell proper. In fact, shortly before I got saved, I almost died. Shortly before I got saved, man, I'd gotten a certain anointing. I'd become a very what? And then now I look back, I'm like, I think the enemy knew this guy is getting out of my what? So, but the worst things I think I've ever done in life, maybe not, but were done around that time. And I almost died on a certain day just before I got saved. Okay? I had gone for a party. There's a cousin of mine but she's older, much older than me, but she's a cousin, okay? Not like these kids, okay? Anyway, so I'd gone for a party to that place. Now, I think I drank a bit, okay? Now, returning, we got on a truck. You know a truck? In America, a pickup is called a truck, okay? So, if you want to sound like, not a pickup, just a truck. Guess why, you know? And so, I sat, you know, behind on the truck, okay? Pickup, okay? But a good one. And so some guy was, what? Giving us a lift to the parks. Then we come back, what? University. Now, there's a roundabout either Busega or somewhere. So when the truck was, what? Man, I fell off. To this day, I'm like, how come there were no cars coming behind us to run me over? Now, this is months before I get saved. Man, I was going. That is, these things, man, for me, that's why I'm grateful for salvation. I think about these things. I think about Angenua. I think about, okay, how I almost died. And my man, it was God was protecting me all that time. Okay? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. So you can see, today is for Kabozi. You understand? We talked about these things, that's what? Yes. And there are university kids who don't want a lot of what? Scripture. They need to know that even us, we were once there. So that's when we give them advice. Stay away from that kachik. I remember senior 6 VAC. You see, my dad was Mtoro. So there was a function, I think King Oyo was coming back from wherever. So there was a function where the hot world came in some place in town, a hall. Now my dad gets me and say, we have to go together. And you have to dress in a way that what? You honor the king. So the guy got me a kanzu. Now, senior 6, you into these things over, looking handsome and sharp. The guy said you have to dress a car. I was like, my, what if a smart guy finds me there in a kanzu? What am I? But the guy said, you have to, huh? So man, I wore kanzu, so we went. And when we got there, there was a certain reverend, a bishop, I guess, so he meets my dad. Hey, hi, Mr. Bwango, at work here, Then my dad is like, this is my son, he's going to university, he's going to university. So the reverend was impressed. Hey, what course are you going to do? Medicine. Hey, you know, why? Then the reverend said, now, let me give you some advice. Okay? You're going to university, but be very careful. He said that keep away from girls. He said, your body needs them. The girl was telling me like point blank in front of my dad. And you could see my dad was happy. He was like, I've gotten someone to tell him things I couldn't tell him myself. So the reverend, he looked at me and said, now, be careful. You're going to university. Be careful. Stay away from girls. Your body needs them. And their bodies need you. Your body needs their bodies need your body. But please keep away, otherwise you're going to die. Reverend with a collar man, the guy assured me. Alright? I don't know whether the Holy Ghost had told him that my body, who needs them? Maybe it was just on his own things. Okay? So anyway, we've been there and we can tell you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, therefore, brethren, having the boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh, and having a high priest of the house of God, let us draw near. Okay? Adam, after the fall, couldn't draw near. Okay? They were with cherubim with a flaming sword. But now for us, the curtain, with the cherubim has been ripped apart. Now what God wants is for us to go, to draw near to him. Just walk. You see, he said that he made for us a way, a living way. In those days, it wasn't a living way. You go there, you're not the high priest, and it is not on that day once a year, you're dying. But now, it's a what? A living way. What God wants us, what is encouraging us to do, is to always take off time, to focus on. When you focus, you're basically entering. When you focus, when you praise with focus and you worship with focus, you're going before the throne. Glory be to God. You're entering back into the Garden of Eden, wherein you fellowship with the Lord, as it was with Adam before the fall. Glory be to God. And that is why God wants us to do a praise and worship service next week, because he wants us to experience the Garden of Eden, to experience the Holy of Holies, to experience his presence. And as we're doing that, he will talk to us. In the Garden, they used to commune, they used to talk face to face. Glory be to God. So that is what is going to happen next week here. God is going to speak. We're going to feel his warm embrace. We're going to feel loved, and we're going to make him feel loved. Hallelujah. So he says, verse 20. Anyway, he made for us a way. By the way, let me read you a scripture here. In Acts chapter 11, verse 26. Most of you came more like 30 minutes late. So if we go on for another 30 minutes, you're just what? whatever in your time, the amount of time you're supposed to be here. All right? Now, it says, the last sentence says, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. Okay? The disciples were first called what? Before that, they were not called Christians. They had another what? Another name or whatever. Okay? Do you know what it was? Okay? Acts chapter 9. Okay? That was Acts 11. Acts 9, Paul, you remember, is persecuting the disciples of Jesus. It says that then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, he might do what? Bring them bound to Jerusalem. Okay? So Christians used to be called those who are of the way. All right? The way. Being called Christians, we started years later in a certain place called Antioch. Okay, they were called the way. Why were they called the way? I believe it's because they were telling people, okay, fellow Jews, okay, that you guys, you know, okay, before Jesus died, it was only the high priest who used to go into the Holy of Holies for us once a year with blood. However, when our Messiah, Jesus, died, now all of us can go. The way was made. And that's why they used to be called the way. Not that they used to believe them, all right? But they would say, man, that cult called the way. All right? A cult, a sect. Okay? But they were called the way. Because they were going around saying that the way was made. And Jews were like, so what can you know? It is only the high priest. Okay? He said, well, for us, we have made a way. We can now boldly go to the throne. Eh? Okay? In heaven. Here on earth, you might refuse us to enter the temple before it was destroyed, to enter into the Holy of Holies. But the real Holy of Holies in heaven, we can go anytime, any day, and spend as much time as we want, because the way was made. Glory be to God. Amen. Do I call them now? Imagine if to this day, okay, we had that, we were being called that, the way. Do you know how it would automatically cause us to always what? Because you're like, that's what we were, you know, a way. You understand? Eh? You always be thinking like that, that I, you know, the way was made for me. I can go anytime, any day. Glory be to God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and then he says, no one comes to the Father, okay, but by me. You see, he said, I'm the way. No one goes to the Father, into the Holy of Holies, but by me. Okay, he's the way. Okay, and he made for us a way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for this service. Thank you for what we have had. Thank you for reminding us these things. We pray that they will be retained in our hearts so that they can be revelations. We pray, Father, that you will help us. You will encourage us every day. You will remind us that you need us. That you need us before your throne. You want to relate with us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Just speak to him, okay? Just speak to the Lord, okay? Focus on him. Enter into the Holy of Holies. Enter into the Holy of Holies. Focus on him. Now, Psalm 91 says that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, that is the person who goes before the Lord. All right? The secret place of the Most High is the Holy of Holies. Okay? Beyond the curtain. It says that person shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. What is the shadow? Remember? The cherubim, the wings, and they cast a shadow. You know, that's where the presence of God was. I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely. Okay, now these promises are for those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And that's why you should seek, to enter His presence. He said that surely He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers. Which are the feathers? The feathers of the cherubim. So this place is the Holy of Holies. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. Verse 5. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor of the destructions that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Why? Because you're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Glory be to God. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. How? By ascending into His holy, the Holy of Holies. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. This should encourage us, guys, to seek the presence of the Lord. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. You shall trample underfoot. Okay? Rick Joyner says that you only have true spiritual authority to the extent that you abide in the presence of God. Okay? How much spiritual authority you have depends on how intimate you are with God. Okay? And the spirit world recognizes these things. Glory be to God. How much time you spend in the Holy of Holies with the Lord at His throne will determine how much spiritual authority you have over the enemy. Okay? The lion and the cobra, the young lion and that snake. Okay? Verse 14. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I'll answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. Who is that? The one who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, the Holy of Holies, beyond the veil. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Glory be to God. These promises are for only those who dwell in the secret place, who routinely, go before the Lord at His throne in the Holy of Holies. Who routinely take time to go back in the garden. Glory be to God. Because they know that the world was made for them. Glory be to God. Psalm 27. Okay? Psalm 27. Verse 4. It says, one thing I have desired of the Lord, That will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Glory be to God. Okay? To behold the beauty of the Lord. Okay? And to inquire. This is what Psalm said at the start. You go before the Lord, all your questions will be answered. Glory be to God. And you behold the beauty of the Lord. Okay? And when, so that when you start to talk about him, someone can recognize, say, this guy knows who he's talking about. When you talk about how good God is, someone can really feel that this guy knows that God is good. It's not just words, but you have a relationship. Hallelujah. Verse 5 says, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. Okay? In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me, and he shall set me high upon a rock. Who is that person? He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. He who, there's only one thing he or she desires. Okay? To seek the face of the Lord. To dwell in his house. Glory be to God. Riches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.